Meryl.
Hi.
Hello.
Good evening.
Hello.
We are in section 36A of Parashat Lech Lecha from the Sulam commentary. You'll find the handout on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix in the first row, the right hand column. And when the landing page opens up, scroll down to Lech Lecha, and then pick 36A, section 36A. And we're going to start with Pasuk 456 after we say L'shem Yichud. L'shem Yichud Kutzah Rifu Ishkinte Bidhilu Urshimu Udhilu Udhilu Urshimu. Leakta Lashem Yudhe Bobate, Beyehuda Shalim Beshem Kol Yisrael, Limud Torah Mitzvah, La Sok Torah Mitzvah. Vahino Amadunai Elohino Elena Maseya Deno Kanane Elena Maseya Deno Kananeho. I may have interrupted somebody's question, so if you have a question, go ahead.
No. No question for me.
Okay.
No, no question.
Right. Pasuk 456. Diktiv ko yihye zarecha utana zarecha zarecha mamash dahawa share lemeal bahai kayam uman dishare lemeal Behai Kayam al Ugine Kachiora Deit Kizar Ger Tedek Ikre Begin Tilata Migiza Kadisha Deit Kizaru Wealda Man Deal Behai Shemea. Hi. The translation, as it is written, so, the Hebrew word is ko, kaf hey, shall your seed be? And we have learned that your seed is actually your seed. This means that ko, which is malchut, shall be his actual seed. He started to enter to this covenant, and whoever starts to enter does actually enter to this covenant, which is Malchut, that is called Ko. Therefore, a proselyte who is circumcised is called a proselyte of righteousness. Because he does not come from the holy seed that was circumcised, and he starts to enter to the covenant, and whoever starts enters in Malchut. So whoever enters this, namely Malchut, that is called righteousness, is called by this name, a proselyte of righteousness.
Barbara.
Welcome. We're on Pasuk 456 in section 36a in Parasha Lech Lecha. My commentary on this verse is, the Pasuk is clear as written with Rabbi Ashlag's comments. And this relates to potential converts who have already been circumcised prior to their conversion. Questions, comments, thoughts?
Well, I noticed the only difference between your seed and your seed was the exclamation mark. So I think he was letting us know that the process of starting to enter the covenant for a proselyte is letting you know from the very beginning that the process ends with becoming the seed of Abraham. But I thought your notes were very good. I didn't understand who is circumcised to mean circumcised before the actual conversion. I thought it had to do with after. So I'm glad you clarified that. What about a woman, the female? I mean, we're already considered circumcised. So when we go through the conversion, is it the circumcision of the heart that takes place?
Not quite yet.
Okay.
A woman is already circumcised, so she doesn't have to have the physical circumcision. But the process of studying for her examination is elevating her out of the, or essentially preparing her for the additional soul.
Okay. Which I see is a change in the heart. So
yes.
It's just a matter of looking, the way you look at it, you know. But I agree with you.
Well,
I think it's a very nice paragraph. I mean, it's a very nice verse.
It is. But you did point out this idea of the... We have this verse from Bereshit 15:5. And it says, so shall your seed be. But we would need to look at the whole verse and where it is and what is it talking about per se. Because it's saying your seed. Well, typically we interpret the word seed to be your children. Whereas when you're talking about circumcision or wasting seed, you're talking about the ejaculation of sperm.
Right.
So this sentence, we have learned that your seed is actually your seed. But then this explanation, that means that ko, which is kaf-he, which is malchut, shall be his actual seed. And we're talking about the conversion. So there seems to be an indication that, and this is just a guess, but there's a hint here that there needs to be an actual intercourse where an ejaculation takes place, and that is the beginning of his growth in spirituality from being a non-Jew to being a Jew. That if he is actually goes through the mikveh without being married, where he would be, it would be assumed that he could have intercourse, that he would really need to be waiting. He could be studying, but he really doesn't reach the level of malchut until he becomes married and has intercourse with his wife. That's my guess. It's my opinion. It's a hint. But I'm not understanding this process that you mentioned.
There was, at the time of our conversion, there were several in the room that were from different states, and one of them was a young boy. Well, I say young, you know, maybe, I don't know, 21, 22. And one of his parents was Jewish and the other was not. And that's why he was going through the Orthodox conversion, but he wasn't married yet. So I wouldn't, you know, I wouldn't have known that or even thought of it without you just saying that.
They wouldn't have discussed that with you as part of the education. It wasn't necessary for you to know that.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, and that was 25 years ago, too.
Of course.
When I was first reading it, I thought back to a few verses back that we associated Shekinah as a code word for the covenant. And so my first thought as you were reading, well, is co also a code word for the covenant? Okay.
Yes.
Just in a different frame of reference, right?
essentially, co has a gematria of 25, and that can announce to you it's 5 times 5, and 5 That's Keter, Chachma, Bina, Zerantin, and Malchut.
Right.
Represents the five worlds.
Well, it made me think that everywhere we go, male or female, and where we've either gone through conversion or born a Jew, and, you know, had written the law, that the Shekinah is with you because of that covenant. I mean, that meant something to me.
and it should. It is absolutely the covenant.
Okay.
You know, there are people who are very distant from religiosity. They're distant from Hashem. But, you know, that they know to have a circumcision for their son at the eighth day. It's just something that is ingrained. It's absorbed at the kitchen tables without really being conscious of it. And, you know, a lot of times they will be, you know, married to someone who's not Jewish. But they know that just inherently to have it. I think I spoke earlier in these discussions that my daughter had elected to become a single parent, and she, all through her pregnancy, she was saying that she was not going to have him circumcised. And there's a lot of discussion on the internet over whether you should circumcise a son or not. Not by Jewish people, but, and she was, you know, following that discussion. She absolutely was not going to have her son circumcised. But as soon as he was born, she changed her mind. And so that, you know, it's built into, it's part of that point called the Pintaliyah, the point of being a Jew, that you're so veiled, you're not aware of it, you're far from Hashem, God forbid, but you always know that. And that's really, when you read the story of Eliyahu and why he has to, the chair has to be announced and why he has to visit every circumcision, because he castigated the Jewish nation for not keeping the circumcision, not doing the circumcision. And Hashem said, you have to be the one who goes to every Brit and announces it. So when he goes to the Brit, and then he goes back to being in front of Hashem, and he tells them this person was entered into the covenant. So it's very, very much a very important process. And as you said, it was important to you, and you don't really realize it on a conscious level, but it's there.
Mm-hmm. So how do you relate that to the word co? It's like, it's a big difference between checking on and co for me. So how do I relate? How do we relate better to co?
The Shekhinah is Malchut.
Mm-hmm.
And 5 times 5 is a form of the perfection or the completion of the Sefirot. So it's Malchut of Malchut, and that's where the connection to Ko comes from.
Okay. I understand that. Thank you. So to me, you're not only relating to the indwelling presence of Hashem, you're also seeing the completion of the Sefirot and all of that.
Well, the term indwelling presence of Hashem is the intellectual descriptions that come out of the Kabbalist students that are, basically they followed Gershom's Sholem, so they will use that term. But
I could have the feminine side of Hashem, I don't know, you know.
Right.
There's several different ways why that came out, I'm not sure.
No, let me finish on this point, please.
Okay.
The correct terminology to truly understand what is the meaning is the feminine aspect of Hashem. So the indwelling presence is a polite way, it's an intellectual way of saying a house. But it's, as we know, the house is the female. But it's really important that you recognize that the Shekhinah is the female aspect, the feminine aspect of Hashem. And that is always Malchut. And it then makes the transition to understand the word Ko as being the Shekhinah much easier.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you.
If there's other questions, we'll stay here. Otherwise, we'll go on to 457. Pasuk 457. Avraham begin kach ketiv be'ya ko yihye zarecha zarecha mamash be'it mesar le'ya. Hey, Aleph, Itcha Baru, Tirein Hachin, Kachada Veolidu, Le'ela Umay Dinafak, Minai Hu, Gine Kach Yud Et Atzresha De Yitzhak De Kar Mikan Share De Kura De Itpashta The Aldakitiv Ki Bi Yitzhak Ikare Lecha Zara Yitzhak V'labecha Yitzhak Olid Le'ela Diktiv Titein Emet Le'Yakov Yakov Ashlim Kola. The translation: this is why it is written of Abraham, so Ko shall your seed be, which means your seed exactly, because the term Ko, which is the lower hay, namely Malchut, shall actually be your seed. Therefore he was given the hay, as he continues to explain how Malchut becomes his seed. He says the two hays, which are Bina and Malchut, are joined together. After Abraham rose to the first hay, the lower hay, Malchut, rose up to him, and the two joined together. Then they gave birth up there in Bina. And what issues from those, as the left column is formed as a yud? And this is why the yud, which is the aspect of the male, is the first letter of the name Yitzhak. From here, the male expands, because from the secret of Yud, the male starts to expand. Because of this, it is written, for in Isaac shall your seed be called. It says in Isaac, and not in you. Isaac bore above, as it is written, you will show truth to Jacob, who completed everything. My commentary: the pasuk is clear as written with Rabbi Ashlag's comments. Continuity flows from Isaac after the human becomes a tzaddik. Seed is a code word for continuity. Questions, comments, thoughts?
Well, my thought was that we've often said when he received that hay, when his name was changed from Abram to Abraham, that his DNA changed. And this is kind of explaining at least the first part of the pasuk, how that DNA changed. It gives you the process.
Yes. This is continuing the question that was asked about three or four verses before. The question was, we understand that Sarah received the hay to her name because the hay is feminine, but we don't understand why Abraham received the hay Abraham received the hay to become Abraham, because we think in terms of the male it should be a yud. And so this verse is finally bringing it all together, as that Abraham was not yet ready because of his source being Terach and coming from that. He was not yet ready to have the yud. He was not to be the beginning. The beginning was to be Isaac. Because what is the beginning? Isaac is the soul after the tikkun is completed. So the whole process of our world that we're living in now, the tikkun, is just to get us back to where we were when Adam, before the sin. When Adam and Chava had not yet sinned, but when they sinned, we all fell spiritually, and now we're trying to get back. And Abraham represents the soul during the process of the tikkun and the correction. But Yitzhak actually begins ultimately what the correction that Adam should have done. should have succeeded in. And this is why Yitzhak starts with a yud, but Abraham starts with the hay. Yes, it's the upper hay, it's bina, but the yud is hachma. So we see that the Yitzhak is relatively more important than Abraham, even though he comes second. And then we're told in this verse what we always know as well, that Jacob completes the two.
And is the yod always masculine?
Yes.
Or male? Okay. But
yes.
The hay...
But always remember, masculine means sharing. It doesn't mean a male person. It means sharing.
Okay. I don't know, somewhere in my thoughts, I must have read somewhere, and it may not have been a Jewish source, you know, with all the years I've taught Hebrew, that you start with Aleph, and Aleph was masculine. The next letter would be feminine, masculine, feminine, all down, all the way to Tav. So I can see that that may not fit, that that wasn't a true statement. I don't know if anybody else has read that, and I don't know where I read it or when I read it, because I've been with Hebrew. That was how I got started with my interest in my pull to Judaism.
It's not incorrect, but you always have to keep in the concept of relativity involved, because the letter starts, the Aleph is masculine, sharing to the Bet that is feminine, but the Bet shares to the Gimel.
Okay,
so the Bet becomes male. We're almost out of time anyway, so. If you have any questions on this verse for tomorrow, we can pick it up. Otherwise, we'll just move on.
No questions for me.
Okay. It's nice to see you on, Barbara.
I'm going to be here more often.
Baruch Hashem. As things allow. And I know you had indicated that this subject was not one of the ones you wanted to be involved with right away, but we're almost done with it, and we'll be moving on to the parasha.
It's more interesting than I thought it would be. I should have had a more open mind. I just couldn't figure out how I could relate.
Well, it's very easy to relate.
My son's circumcised.
You all have a good evening. Shalom to you all.
Thank you.
We have a class on the Ari tonight at the 7 o'clock class.
Okay.
Thank you.
Shalom Gadol.
Shalom to y'all.